Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Well, hello, everybody. You know what it is, don't you? It's TGIF. That's right. Thank God it's Friday. Yes. Actually, this seemed like kind of a fast week at our end of things, and hope it wasn't too bad at your end of things. I'm Deborah Lee, and I will be your psychic love doctor for the next, I think it's 90 minutes tonight, is what I think.
No, those are real.
All right.
The time frames are, they are what they are.
And I want to welcome you all, blog talkers, get in line. If you're going to call in for a reading, the longer the list gets, the less your chances are. I mean, the less your chances for actually getting through. So also, I want to say to the Facebookers who are on the Psychic Love Doctor show page on Facebook, glad to have you with us. You are there, and we are live streaming to that page, so you'll get to see everything in action. And everybody else is welcome. You can certainly go over there. You don't have to be any kind of member. It's open to all. Now, I want to remind everybody, if you're new especially, that we are using ordinary playing cards for the readings that we conduct here. We want to make the distinction that this is not tarot. This is not oracle cards and any other system that's out there that may actually use ordinary playing cards. Sure, they're all wonderful, but this is the only one that I have studied for all these many years, and it's over 30 now. So another thing to bear in mind, when you call in, I will be using a full 24-card layout, so I need a minute or so to be able to lay those cards out. Others prefer to, you know, randomly pick off a few cards, but I'd rather see what I call the whole playing field of your life, you know, the actual landscape of a lot of times past events will come through, present, of course, and then and future as well. So just remember, nothing in the cards is ever written in stone, blood, or you name it. It's not. All that I'm capable of doing is showing you the potential that exists for your life. A lot of people, when I ask them, how much potential do you think you actually have? They often will say, maybe is the biggest room we're in. And I say, but it's much more. It can be the entire universe. And that's when people are like, what? Yeah. So I may tell you things that are in your cards and you might think, that's never going to happen. But watch and see. You'd be amazed. I've learned over the years, if I see crazy in the cards, go with crazy. Because our lives, in more ways than not, do take so many shifts and turns and twists that before we get there, it looks really crazy. I think that's all I have to say about that.
Y'all got said that.
That's right. And I'm going to pass you on now to Mr. Excitement.
Alrighty.
What?
I'm not an intro person. But go finish your intro.
Well, yeah, maybe the rest of us do. This is Mr. Jimbo Benz. He is your host in there. Well, I don't know what you call yourself in Facebook. I
call myself a lot of things.
Yeah. But I can help you with that.
Anyway, I want to remind everybody of the show is for informational and educational purposes only. We also want to remind you folks that are listening on Blog Talk or Facebook, and if you're national, let us know and give us an international shout out. You got to let us know. You can't just say, what's up, and then never speak again. I got to be able to see it. Like, right now, we have Laura from London.
Laura.
And we have Anne.
And
from
Anne.
Scotland. So far, that's our two international that I've seen. There's more people in here. And then we got Luna, Rosemary, and Ruben, who all are in our country. Ruben.
Remember, everybody, that may be there, but we don't see you. You have to put an emoji.
You
ought
to be
high.
Yeah.
So we know you're there.
And I'm doing a lot of stuff. And look, this is my chat window, how big it is.
Okay.
See that? Nothing like that screen chat you showed me yesterday. That was like that. That's my chat window. So after five things are typed, I don't see anymore if you don't speak again. So that's the deal. Sophia. Aha.
Sophia from Sweden.
From Sweden.
Oh, good to have you with us.
Yeah, there's some more international stuff going down.
Well, that's good.
And it's her birthday day.
Oh, well, you know what that means.
Yes, we do know what that means. Happy birthday and birthday reading. All right, let's see. I want to give that number. Get back to business, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Call in, you'll get a message saying, listen to the show while you wait. And you will indeed listen to the show while you wait. You hear nothing, something went wrong, call back. Okay, tonight is a special night. It's Friday.
Yeah.
So you'll hear that. That is the rebel yell, and that is a little trigger saying that it's time to say goodbye for now, Deborah, because I'm going to give you a rebel card reading, and we got to move on. That's the big picture is all good things must come to an end, and that is a signal. Your end with Deborah is now.
You're funny.
And then I'm going to give you a rebel card, and then we're going to move on to the next caller. That's the way we're going to do it there. So happy birthday.
And we left around the time last night. We do have that special, remember that special treat for everybody.
Well, we got stuff.
We got stuff for you.
I don't think we even got to a Facebook reading last night like we always wanted to.
Well, we'll do our best tonight. People might be out partying or still at work Fridays.
Yeah, we're definitely going to give the place, if nothing else, the birthday girl.
Absolutely.
And probably at least another one.
You have to have a birthday reading.
We alternate a little bit tonight after we take a couple calls and get them under our belt. Let's start out calling number one, Connecticut 203.
Hello, and welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
It is Pat.
How are you? It's Pat.
Doing good. Welcome.
We're doing pretty good.
Yeah. Caller number one. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, I'm going to try to get Facebook right now. You're breaking up. It seems more like Deborah than Jimbo.
I called in when the show started and the audio was fine, so maybe you're in a weird place in your house or, you know, cell phones are so temperamental.
True.
But the audio was beautiful. I called in.
Okay. So, well, I didn't think it was my cell phone because, Deborah, you were breaking up, but Jimbo was smooth.
Well,
we're only using one microphone.
Glad to hear he's smooth.
Yeah, but we only have one.
It's breaking up, I guess.
You are also breaking up a tiny bit, too, so I...
Oh, okay.
The cell phone world is so unpredictable, but we'll just roll with it.
Okay. So, Deborah, they're expecting 5 to 8 inches. And
I'm just
going
to ask about your weather.
I don't think I'm going to, weather's fine here, but up there it's going to be 5 to 8 inches. And originally I thought, well, I'll leave at 4 a.m, but now it's going to be snowing. Then it's going to be snowing all day Saturday. I thought, okay, clearing in the afternoon, I'll go up then. Now it's going to be all day. And I asked my son, when do they plow? He said, not till it's all done because it's all country roads out there.
Yes. And plus all kinds of thousands of people are without power. And I read today on the internet, they can't get out there to fix these till the storm subsides.
Well, I was wondering if you see me going up Sunday, and also I'd like to talk about my daughter-in-law. I'm really very emotionally upset about it.
Okay.
All right. Well, she's putting the cards down. You could elaborate more on the daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
She's putting the cards down.
Okay, so, you know, there's a lot of controlling in her personality, and it's starting to really make her sick. She's having panic attacks and palpitations and probably acid reflux. And my son was telling me this to try to get me to understand, you know, what I would be getting into as far as visit. And she heard him and, of course, got upset. I've been worried about her that this was going to manifest into something. And anyway, I know I have to step back. I tried to tell Carrie, you know, I've really come so far in learning how to stop my anxiety through natural herbs and stuff. And he said, I don't want this to be a healing session. It's like, oh my God, these people are just so closed. And I said, listen, just put it in the back of your head. I'm not trying to get you, you know. Anyway, so that's it.
Well, if she is open to anything that's hard, then she have to work through on her own.
So all you can do is offer it up.
Sometimes the best intentions can really go awry.
So did you want her to look in the cards for something in particular about the daughter-in-law, or what did you want to know about that?
Well, I don't know if you could see if I'm going to be heading up there possibly Sunday, and if you see anything about her at all, anything in general. You know, I just really the best for both of them.
Well, I do think you could safely go on Sunday.
So that's the day after the spill?
Yeah, just be prepared to take your time and let all those speed demons go right on. You know, because they apparently don't have much, respect for life of their own.
You know, a lot of times they end up in the ditches.
Yeah, they do.
You need to kind of get a little laugh when you go by and say, all right.
Yeah, that happened to me once in Minneapolis. It was a terrible storm trying to get home. And there was like a red Jeep that went flying right by us. Four guys in the car. Later on up the road, what do you think? They were laying out on the road dead, and there was blood everywhere.
That's a whole different ball game. Well, that's a whole different ball game. We weren't talking death here, Dad. Jesus.
The emergency people had only just started to arrive, but they had been thrown right out of that vehicle. It had flipped, and we thought to ourselves, well, you know, you can't use a vehicle as a ticket into the next world.
Well, you can, but you shouldn't.
That's what I mean. Yeah,
you should not.
Okay, about her, your daughter-in-law needs to go see a doctor that deals with these issues. Might even turn out to be like a psychiatrist. So, and she's going to probably need some medication, is what I see. How old is she? She's young, isn't she?
About 43 this year, I think. Do you see her going? See her going for help?
Well, I see a doctor here that he's very good in his field, and you wanted to know about her, so I do feel putting two and two together that she would go. But she might also be menopause.
She might be what?
And I perimenopause. You know, before it's the period. Like pre-menopause.
It's like pre-season to the menopause Super Bowl.
And mine started in the 40s. And because my mother had such a debilitating stroke from taking hormones, my sister and I had cold cancer. And that was a treat.
Well, that's what they did in the old days, too.
Surrounded by all this testosterone that could never understand, you know, what we were going through. But she should see maybe her gynecologist or her primary care physician, somebody.
Laura thinks you nailed the Perry, too.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, Laura says that sounds like it to her, too.
You get a lot of the anxiety and panic attacks. It really screws with your system.
And that almost brings me to the next question. So has she had anxiety issues her whole life, or is it just something in the last few years?
No, that's a good question.
I think it's new. Interestingly, my anxiety started literally, I was driving in my car quite pregnant, and I got my first anxiety attack. I became highway phobic for years on and off, but I just that moment, you know, I just literally remember where I was when that first one started. And I was quite pregnant, so I guess it was hormonal.
Sure. Well, all that sounds big time there, yeah.
There's a lot of self-help books out there that worked for me. My doctor at the time did not want to give me meds. They felt that I could do self-help, you know, self-care. And I learned a lot of really, really cool treatments for myself when these
did
attacks.
You really?
Yeah, I did. And if I can remember the book, especially, I read one where it really explained it well. It said, think about a car and the electrical system that's on a car. And imagine right now it's gone haywire. Windows are going up and down and the windshield lights, the headlights and taillights, everything's going off.
Maximum overdrive.
That, yeah, really. That's what anxiety leading into panic is like.
Wow.
It's like the whole system is shutting down. So, but there are many treatments you can use.
If you,
one of them very well.
What did you say? I'm sorry, it's breaking up again.
I was just going to say that one of the methods that worked very well for me was called the paradox method. And what it is when you feel an attack coming on, you tell yourself, okay, we're going to go into a full-blown, down-on-the-ground anxiety / panic attack. Let's go. And it's like you give yourself to it, and the reverse happens. What?
Really?
I'm just saying, her daughter-in-law is not open to suggestions.
Well, she may have to be.
She tried to give it to her one and got the response, you know.
Go ahead, Pat.
No, I'll be gathering all this information in hopes that someday she will. And also, I'm going to be talking to her mom and giving her information.
There you go.
So,
go to the back door, so to speak.
Yeah, she might go to her mom at some point. But
sure.
Thank you. If you think of that book, Deborah, or anything else.
Yeah, I will definitely let you know.
Oh,
right.
Friday. Yay. Swear words.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yes, indeed. Woo-hoo. All right.
She likes that.
This card subject is whatever you're thinking about, don't do it. Now is not the effing time. So it's probably the trip.
Oh, that's
remember,
right.
Wait a day.
Yeah, you got to.
No, you know what it is? It's not to, that too, but not to talk to, not to bring up any of this stuff.
Oh, because you know you can't whip, right?
Yeah, that's great. I also want to tell you real quickly, I got Chance to the chiropractor. I wanted to take him before we went on the trip. And this time the doctor heard him and he yelped. And then he looked at him. You know, the doctor's face was right very close to his face. And Chance looked at him. When I first rescued him, he would go after people aggressively. Mm-hmm. And he was ready to go after this doctor. As I grabbed him, he was ready to bop him on the face. But he's doing even better. His hip is even better now.
But, you know, the chiropractor, it wasn't even hurt. Maybe he got that sensation something was about to hurt. Sometimes they do really crazy stuff, and you think, oh, my God, I'm about to break. So maybe he got scared. He got scared, probably said, holy crap, my leg or something's about to break. And then he probably, after he was done, he's probably, oh, wait a minute, nothing actually happened. Maybe that wasn't so bad.
Yeah, that's true. I thought that was possibly true. And then he worked on me, and I barked at him.
Ooh, let the dogs out. Woof, 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 woof.
That's
okay,
good.
Okay, Chance is looking and saying hello. Good night, you guys.
All right.
Maybe talk to you tomorrow.
Have a good Friday. I am, thanks so much, Pat, for being caller number one, especially. I am off a day. I keep thinking that Friday was yesterday.
Friday Junior.
Well, I'm just saying in general. I mean, she was talking about,
She
said about Friday swearing. I was like, mm-hmm. Well, that was last night. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, no, that is the rebel mm-hmm. card tonight. All right, then. We should keep moving on so we get a call under our belts, and then we'll switch over to you Facebook folks, but... Let's keep on. I'm going to go to area code 618, which is Illinois 618.
618.
Different
welcome.
Part, I believe. Hi, welcome.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome to the show. Hello. Who are we?
Yes.
Yes, we're here. How are you?
Hi, it's Amy. I couldn't tell if you were on the phone with me or not.
Amy, she's on Facebook. Awesomeness.
Amy.
Well, you are live.
Hi, I've been talking for a while, but I was off tonight, so I caught you.
Well, that was good timing.
Well, good. And
yes.
I'd love to know what's going on with you.
What's happening?
Derek's divorce should be going on March 8th, but we're kind of not talking really because he keeps running away, and he's now to the point where he says he doesn't ever want to be in a relationship again, but then he always gets drawn right back to me, so I don't know what's in the future for us or if I'm to meet someone else.
Well,
all right, well, we're going to do the cards.
That is good. So, let's see now, you folks are living in the house?
Together?
Just me and my kids.
Oh, so you're not living with him?
No.
Okay. There was somebody else that was very similar, but they were living in the house because they owned it together, remember?
Yeah, and I can't remember.
Her name. Yeah, no, that's not you. Okay. We got that figured out. That's why my brain is like, I don't know what.
It's mush.
It's not just scrambled eggs. It's scrambled eggs with a whole bunch of other ingredients in there, too, not just eggs. It's a mess. Of course, eggs nowadays, that would make my brain very valuable since eggs are so damn expensive.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes. Nor they're cheap.
Where?
Sam's.
Really? What are they?
Well, I mean, it depends on what quantity you buy, but they're cheaper.
Mm.
If you had a restaurant, they had like this box of 5 dozen that when you broke it down for a dozen,
yeah,
it was super cheap. Obviously, we can't do 5 dozen in the fridge, but, you know. Anyway.
But I did hear online, was watching a video from a cardiologist who said, don't be afraid of eggs. They're actually really good. They're filled with vitamins. Don't worry about cholesterol. Remember, it nurtures a baby chicken.
And I think it has the good cholesterol.
Does it?
And, right, you know, the natural stuff. You start adding stuff, cooking like, and you put other stuff in that pan that you're cooking in. Well, that's a different ballgame. You put in all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like good cholesterol, bad cholesterol. I'm not a doctor, so I shouldn't even talk.
Okay, here's an idea for you, Amy.
Let's get back to Amy.
I think there's somebody else coming along real soon.
Mm, okay.
And I do see the other, what is his first name? I forgot. The one that's getting divorced.
Oh, Derek?
Yeah, that's it. The best thing that you can do is let him walk away while all this is going on.
He might need some time to...
No booty calls.
He might need to reboot his brain, like a computer.
And I see that it's going to make you feel bad, but I think this guy's got to get his shit together. You know what I mean? He looks, once this is all behind, you know, the thing is, divorce is a dirty business when you're fighting.
If it's one of those really nasty ones, yeah.
And they have kids, right?
Yeah.
No, there you go.
So,
there's another extra pressure.
That is. So, but I just think you should, you know, send him nicely with grace. You know what, Derek? Say, you need some time to, what did you call it?
To reboot your life.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've been married with children, and maybe he's right, he doesn't want to get in a relationship right now. Maybe he does need to all of a sudden, like, go into some zen state and do nothing.
Yeah,
or,
and tell him,
you know,
you can't be his follow-up position.
Yeah, just say, I can't sit here and wait for you. I understand you may have to go do you,
mm-hmm,
but doesn't mean I won't be here when you're done doing you. You know what I'm saying there, homeboy? That's what I would say.
Yeah.
But you know what? This is a nice, fine ship, and it's going to sail eventually. And if you're not around, you might not be on it there. So you just take that in mind there.
I'm not saying he won't come back. I think he's got to come back definitively. It can't be like, oh, I just need to see you tonight. There's,
yeah, it can't be the 2 a.m. I've had a couple cocktails phone
call. Yeah.
Not that I know anything about that.
Or what, making a girl a sperm risk?
Have you seen him coming back at all, period? Like,
permanently? I think so, yes. But I think in the meantime.
You think what?
In the meantime.
She said on the road.
Yeah. Not immediately.
Yeah.
So, I mean, do you want to turn into some kind of a shut-in and want to undefined amount of
time? I've been doing that for a year.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And you did that with the previous guy.
Yeah, that's because you did your time, almost like getting Yeah. I committed no crime.
Oh, we were frozen.
Well, yeah, but Mike came that. Back. Mike's been calling me and texting me every day.
Oh, that's the guy I'm seeing here.
Well, or it's JR. Because JR is so mean to be with me. I can't hear. You're cutting out real bad.
I know. We're having bad signal. I wonder if it could be the weather. No?
Deb.
What?
I'll do it again because nobody fucking reads me. Don't stop doing it.
Yeah, I'm looking. I'm looking to see what we've got.
Yeah, because Mike has been coming back, and JR told me he wants to be with me.
And who is JR, and there's Mike and Derek?
JR has two little kids, and he had just got divorced about, maybe 3 months ago. I've known him my whole life.
Yes, now I remember. Well, you have... Yeah, I see Derek, and I see it's dark. There's darkness around him, which indicates to me that this relationship really is ready to go forward. Okay, he's got a lot to work through, to process. I think this divorce came hard for him. I think deep down, I think it might be about the stuff, the cars, that kind of thing. Where he didn't really want it to go through, but it's going through, and it'll be all the better for everybody concerned. Now, you have another man here who I think could be your JR. There's a lot of feeling around him towards you. And I like that he's looking at you where Derek was not. Derek was turned away. So that's like distraction, lack of focus on you. But this guy here, JR, there's a lot of love there. A lot of love. And as for Mike, he's here too. And my feeling is he wants to have a good time. So nothing wrong with that. It's like two, you know.
And then I also heard that there's somebody coming in for me in June.
Did I tell you that? Or somebody else?
Yeah. Somebody else told me that too, though.
All right. Then I think you keep looking toward June. But these are the ones from your life currently.
All
right.
Because I've been having weird dreams that I know it sounds weird, so I don't even believe it myself, that AJ is reincarnating.
Oh, yes. Well, we'll have to work on that next week because Jim is ready with your rebel card.
I am indeed. The subject is I let go. Move the F on. And I'm sure that's all in you. You're already probably there waiting around for Mr. Divorced Man. I think it's time to let go and move on and then let fate decide what fate decides.
Yeah, I think it's time, too.
Doesn't mean you're walking away forever, but it means you've got to do you, too, because you know what? None of us are getting younger. That's a fact.
And, you know, until those people are actually processed, some people do reconcile at the last minute.
Or they
minute.
Drag that out even longer.
Yeah, they do.
There's no reason. That's not your fault. You shouldn't be the one to be punished for that.
Look at Brad Pitt and Angelina. That's dragged on like 3 years now.
Yeah, there's been five.
That's been five. Oh, five. That to me, that's a clue. There's some dysfunction there up at five. There's dysfunction. Something else is going on. But all right. Well, you know what? You got things coming.
Oh,
you
do
you.
And you have snow coming, I think. I read.
Have what?
Snow.
Weather.
Snow.
Yeah, weather, bad weather.
Yeah. I know, but you might want to go to weather.com or something and take a look, but the storms are monsters.
Was it the entire state?
Okay.
Well, it was definitely moving east through Illinois, and it's people are losing power right and left. And,
well, I mean, Illinois is not a tiny
state. Then it's heading up towards...
We got rain all day today.
Oh, we've had it too.
Yeah, but we aren't as cold as they are.
Right.
All right, well, thank you so much. Good luck to you.
Take care, honey. We'll talk to you soon.
All right.
You know, it's funny, isn't it? Really good people who are ready for that meaningful romance. They're just like... You know, they're not receiving, and I wonder why that happens. Maybe too many jerks out there.
It's because guys are all the bad apples, women are princesses. All right.
All right.
We got Lisa.
I think it's time.
Come here, Lisa.
Lisa, do we have any more international folks?
Not in.
Okay, good.
All this good. Hey, Lisa, are you here?
Thank you. I don't know what to make of this. We spent practically the whole day together doing a little project with my little studio, and I made dinner, and we finished up, and then we went for a bike ride, and I don't know, Deb, what are the cards there? Are we just neighbors? I have no idea.
All right.
Well, the
and
cards
then, Guess what? He was the one, because I called him last night after I talked to you guys, and I said, you know, I'm really worried because there were some footprints by the car here. I really thought it was somebody else, and he said, that was me. And he starts yelling at me. He says, you worry to me.
Yeah.
Well, because
he started yelling.
He said, I cleaned your car. He said, it had frost on it. It had snow on it. I cleaned it for you. He said, I thought you saw me. I said, I didn't see you. All week, my whole life has been running from one thing to another. I'm exhausted. And then he said, I worry too much. And then I let my imagination get the best of me. And then sometime today, we're walking and talking, and then he's telling me that chick that he was invited, he says, I'm not going up there. I said, you're not. And he said, no,
wow.
Because some other people were going to go, but he still might go. And then he said, she has a boyfriend. He casually mentions all this. I don't know if he's playing me. I am totally exhausted by this time of the day. When we spent the whole day today, I'm just so wiped out with him because I feel like I give emotionally. And I don't know, Deb, what do the cards say? Am I just a neighbor to him? I don't know what's going on.
See, this was a good example where error can come into play. You know, yesterday I felt it was just two guys walking by. And certainly it was not. It was him.
And I
doesn't mean
I told him
those two guys still walked by, but I didn't pick
so
up on
finally,
that it was him.
Yeah, so finally what I told him, I said, because I wasn't going to tell him I'd gone anywhere. I said, you know, I had a girls' night out. But I wasn't lying. It was all girls there anyway. But I said, so I did go to that bar to check it out for you. And he said, why didn't you come get me? And I said, well, I forget what I said. And I said, so I checked it out for you, for your poetry read. And then I said, so I thought someone followed me home. And that's when he ended up apologizing. Before he was just, you worry too much, blah, blah, blah. And whatever. Deb, does he hate me? Does he like
me
a little?
He does. He cares for you very much. The problem is him. It's not you. It's him. He just, now it's appearing more to be like severe depression kicks in with him. So he is truly an enigma to me because people just don't keep changing like this in a reading. And are doing
I do. My internet's really bad right now.
Yeah.
And I
don't know if giving
really,
it a dirty look helps. Yeah.
And I, you know, I'm really relying on him because he's so smart on a lot of stuff, and I'm asking him to come with me on this and come check this out, and so I can consult, and he's agreeable. But I just don't know, does he want a relationship with me beyond just neighbors? I don't know what's going on.
He enjoys your company. You make him feel good. It's all right here. It's a wonderful time with you. I don't know except to say I'm starting to wonder if he just isn't relationship material. You know, there are some people out there. Usually they still live with their mother and they're like 40 years old. But in his case, I just don't know that he is. You know, he's got some sort of glitch in him. We thought it was maybe physical. Maybe it truly is more mental. And you've known each other, what has it been, like 6 months more?
October.
Oh, boy, yeah.
But,
so,
no, I didn't go into it.
Your cards are showing that you're going to start really having a good time with women, girls here, and going around and doing stuff. And do you ever think that sometimes maybe you two spend too much time together?
Well,
you know, because you seem you're exhausted.
Together recently, I can't remember. It's all a blur to me. You know, I'm busy with my own responsibilities. I'm busy with, he helps me when I ask him and he's available. And then that woman came and did whatever she did. And I don't know, it's just a whirlwind. It's hard to keep up with everything. And I'm trying to keep a social life going. And I look at him, you know, during the beginning of the day, I really come on with my flirt, you know, big time. By this time, so many hours later, I'm exhausted. I'm wiped out with him. I just feel like I give and give and give and give and give. And believe me, I do adore him.
Well, maybe you're giving too much.
No, the wise men adored Jesus. So that's like that whole definition of adore we talked about the other day, that means a lot of things to a lot of people.
You know what? I have to go. He's yelling for me out here. He's trying to find out what I'm doing. I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm so sorry.
Go.
I apologize.
I'm sorry. So we'll talk to you tomorrow night if you're free.
Wow, that's a problem.
Bye, hon. Well, yeah, but you know what?
I have
known many
committed
couples and also married people where you hear the girlfriend or the wife say, well, I'll let you know, I have to call and see if he will let me go.
Yeah, but they're not that. That's the difference.
But he's controlling in that.
Allowing that in this case, because they're not a couple. It's one thing when you're a couple. Yeah. That's one thing when you're done. It's one thing when you're a couple. Okay, that's the thing. There's zero commitment. All it is super good buddies in theory here. So if somebody's yelling for me, I'd be like, I'm a little busy right there now there, Mr. Sergeant Pepper. Go away now. I'll get back to you when I get back to you. I have no commitment with you. I have nothing. I don't owe you. I'm not your indentured frickin' servant.
But he likely seems to want a submissive woman.
Well, then she, you know what? It's like, we used to watch a lot of Jerry Springer show. If you chose her, you can't complain to anybody about the smell of that. So if you know that broken son of a bitch and you choose him, then enjoy the brokenness. And if you go running off, if he's yelling for me, I'd be, are you freaking kidding? You're yelling for me? I would yell the fuck back, all right? Hey, I'm on the phone. You wait your goddamn turn. Yeah, Sophia says, true that.
And, you know, I got to tell you all something. Last night, I used to say that.
Yeah, Sophia said, true that.
I like that. Here's the thing. When we looked at cards last night, the first thought I had, and this is the problem where we all can be fallible doing this, is that I looked at it and I really felt it was him. And I even thought he went to brush off her car because it hadn't been snowing or raining or something.
Laura said damn straight, too.
And I felt bad to tell her that because I thought, what if it wasn't? So I kind of went the other way.
Because we really didn't know, right? You saw it, but...
Some of these are so trivial, they're really hard to grasp. And what she told us is, see, you don't read every single indicator, but as you get more experience, you're going to just pick out the ones that jump at you. Okay? And the other ones Grandma called placeholders. So, anyway, I did feel bad about that, but I didn't want to get her hopes up. Because what if I was wrong?
Well, wait a minute.
It wasn't him.
Even if it was, there's no hopes there.
Well,
the fact that that would be him wasn't meaning, oh, that's so lovely. First of all, so I was taking care of, you know, that whole car, his excuse he made for the car thing, that's bullshit. Yeah, that's it. I was taking the frost off your car.
Yeah.
In the middle of the night.
He does so many lovely things.
But that was not one of them.
But I'm just not seeing... there used to be where it showed the potential. We were talking about that at the start of the show. I saw the potential for this to actually become something on a pure level. Now I just feel it's a lost cause.
Well, and if Lisa, if you're listening, the reason I'm doing this now, it's not because she's off. I can talk about her. It's because while the entire time you were talking with Deborah, I was dealing with this high-level scammer bastard. I couldn't even focus on anything but trying to get this person. They had some blocks up. I never did get rid of their comments. They had some kind of block thing up there, but I did ban them, but that's what I was doing. So I didn't have a chance to really talk to her at all.
No.
Until now. Right when I was ready to talk to her, she had to go.
Now, here's one for you. I have somebody, a woman, who is trying to get me to the Lord because he judges what I do. I don't know her,
but she's
preaching and witnessing to me.
Are those the dealings and the tools of Satan right there? Those things?
Yeah.
Well, good God. You know what?
There's Satan.
There's your Satan right there. They're a deck of damn cards.
The devil has his hold on me, and she's got to try to purify me. I run into those, you know, and you will too.
But
just remember, when you are a card reader, you always have the power to refuse a reading to anybody. Skeptics, I don't bother with them.
It's like a business has a right to refuse this. Bars have the right to refuse drinks. I don't have to sell you a hamburger. I can't discriminate and sell you a hamburger because I don't like your color. But if you give me an attitude, I don't have to sell you a hamburger if you're giving me an attitude. And you're just saying kind of being demeaning to me. Right.
I had an interesting
experience. That's not discrimination.
This morning, the bank called, my bank. My bank called me and said, this is the fraud department. Now, this is funny. They said,
I told her to.
Yeah, but
it's her birthday reading, Deb. I've been telling her all along.
I know, but I would want to finish my story first.
All right, well, happy birthday.
Sophia, call right back in a few minutes. He was too premature.
No, I wasn't. I said it a long time ago when you weren't getting to the story.
The bank called and said, we're the fraud department, and we have what we think is a suspicious charge on your account, on your credit card. And I was like, okay, what is it? They said, well, it's $60 to an escort service. I laughed, she laughed. And I said, no, that is definitely a fraudulent charge. And I had spoken to my older son, he's like 30. I said, what could somebody get at an escort service for $60? He said, well, if it's a high-class place, maybe a handy? And I was thinking, oh, my God. What kind of world are we living in where people are stealing your bank account numbers to try to get, you know, whatever. Anyway, I just thought I'd mention that to all of you.
I told him to call long before you started the story. Yeah.
Well, you need to keep me in the loop, too. Okay?
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to drink. I'm going to chat with you folks.
Hello, my dear.
Hello.
How are you?
I am good. I finally got my cast off.
Oh, that's right. So did you have to do physical therapy or are you still doing that?
Funny thing is, I didn't want to have it for my birthday, so I had it off myself. I have the doctor's appointment on the 7th.
Well, she's in Sweden. Maybe here they would be pissed.
Well, they were. The water in my calves were broken, you know, for a broken ankle, they still take it up. Right. And he said, well, just wrap it up in plastic, you'll be fine. No, I got water in that cast, and I don't know if you got any in yours, but oh, my God, it's like a Chinese water torture because it's wet in there. And so I got me a big, long pencil, and I stuck it in there to kind of just, I don't know, do something. I was in heaven, though. It felt good.
I used chopstick.
Oh, yes.
They probably lit some air in there so the skin can breathe.
And you're rubbing on it, and you're like, my God, this is so good.
Yeah, you probably made it feel good because you got some actual air.
Yes.
The skin's like, thank you very much for the air. Yep.
So today is your birthday.
Today is your birthday.
You look pretty happy.
You know what's funny?
Hmm.
Look at the wall behind her. It looks like she has an arrow through her head. Yeah.
My person.
But you remember people used to wear those stupid little gag devices, little arrow through the head thing?
Well, the women in the 80s would put chopsticks in their hair.
Well, that's right. Well,
that?
I mean, because it's not three-dimensional, this 2D thing. It looks like she has something through her head.
It does, at an angle.
Or at least behind you in a ponytail, big long stick in a ponytail. But anyway, back to the birthday girl. She said she is 37 today, she said.
Oh, you don't look it. Mm-mm.
Yay!
I would say 28, maybe. Because look it, you are very well-preserved in the face. And that's very nice. Your hair's pretty. She's a very pretty lady. And you're going to wear your age well. You come from a family where women age grace.
I don't know. I wouldn't say, but my whole my family quite gray early. I'm the only one that gray quite late.
Well, that's good for you. Yes, that you are a late grayer. You know, try now.
I think one of the my skincare thing is not using anything. Just use oil.
Try not to spend too much time out in the sun. Because that'll make you look like an old boot within like 10 years.
I think living in Sweden helps. The cold kind of makes your skin quite.
And she's so not. Really she's not albino, I guess.
That's true. Well, I'm not albino.
No,
either.
But you know what I'm saying.
My people were Ukraine and.
My people.
Western Europe. Were mine, so I always had olive skin.
Oh, lovely.
So anyway, when a person is having a birthday, this is a highly charged event in your life. It's the day you came into the world. It's the day now that you celebrate every year, and you can think about all the vibration that's around that, and you're at a higher frequency. And the way I tell it to people is, imagine that on your birthday, you are, is that the summit of a mountain? The top?
The peak summit, yeah.
You're up there and you literally have a 360 degree.
It is indeed a full circle, 360 degrees.
A view of your life at that particular point.
It's a sphere because you're on the summit. So all directions, you can look everywhere.
Oh, I didn't know that.
If you're on a peak, it's two-dimensional. You don't look in just one direction. 3D is multiple directions.
Oh. Well, then you can keep turning around.
Round and round. Anyway, we should go back to Sophia before we get dizzy and fall off the peak of the mountain.
All right. So tell me some things that you're interested in for your reading. How about your love life? How's that going?
Yeah, throw a few things out that you'd like to see happen in the cards, or would like to know about, I should say.
Of course. Love life is always something that
love
I would like to know about. And career. That's, I think being away for a month from my work has been quite daunting on me.
Oh, that's right. She's a massage therapist. And you broke you broke your wrist, your arm?
Yeah, well, whatever. She was one-armed. You know, usually that's not going to work out too good in the massage
therapist
world.
You have to work your hand or... Yeah.
And I've been doing some healing sessions, but I felt that, I need to take this time off. But slowly I will be going back because I wasn't able to go 100%.
Sure,
if I could heal it.
Remember when I had my hand in that little X-fixation thing?
Yeah, and I remember you were like this.
Well, I was like that because I didn't want to poke myself, but it was just the wrist had all these pins sticking out.
Yeah.
And you couldn't, those muscles are just sitting there atrophy. So I had a lot of physical therapy, and they would put me in the little dunk tank with the, really felt good, like a kind of hot wax, almost too hot. And then pull it off and let it come out, and then they'd peel the
paraffin,
wax off. That felt
paraffin.
Really good. Paraffin, yeah. Well, paraffin is wax.
All right.
Fancy name.
So,
anyway, back to Sophia.
Just give me some ideas so I will check your cards for you.
Yes.
Love was
love
one.
Love life, sure. And my career.
You're seeing somebody, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
No, I was just like waiting for the answer because I couldn't remember.
Okay, she's always so bubbly.
Oh, that's good.
So
that's
cute.
It's good to be positive like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, then because you meet like some other... Normally they're like 15 or 16 year old girls, and they're just like gloom and doom. You can't make them smile.
Oh, the kids?
Yeah. It's like, hey, I just bought you a brand new Porsche 924. It's not pink. I like pink's my favorite color.
Oh.
Yeah, 15, 16
teenage
year olds.
Girls
are. Yeah. he loved me, he would have asked me to decide. Didn't want that model, you know, that kind of thing.
I remember I have one granddaughter. She's beyond this stage now. But at the time when she was like 17, Tessa.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well beyond that, yes. Oh, yeah.
For her birthday, I had bought her what seemed like a really trendy outfit for a girl that age from a nice store. And she held this up and said, and just who's going to wear this? And I thought, oh, girl.
Yeah, you know, good thing you got a good control, self-control. I would have had some words.
I told her mother, I said, I hope the man she marries likes to drink because she's going to drive him to it.
I would have said, I'll tell you who's not going to wear it because I'm going to take it back right now and I'm going to buy you a box of Rice Krispies.
I gave her the
because I know everybody likes them. I
gave her the receipt and I never bought her clothes after that.
Hell no.
It
hell
was
no.
gift cards after that. Go get your own. All right.
I would have got her gift cards to a pharmacy.
Now remember, you are still really young in your life.
True that. 37.
I'm like 29 years older than you. Yeah, true that.
Unless you're doing math.
Right. And
that makes it 66. Yep.
So a lot can happen to you yet. I see you are going to take your work to a whole new level and it's going to begin within this year. And it's going to put you, like, in travel. You're going to travel. Maybe be part of, what would we call them? Like healing. We call them expos here, where they have, like, a list of...
Some people call them conventions.
Yeah.
Some people call them other things. We call it, like you
workshops
said,
and...
Yeah, it's like they pick a big place where there has a big giant room, like an auditorium or something. Everybody comes and sets up a little booth.
It's a meet and greet. But I think you're going to do more because I see profit around this where people are going to really put you in high demand.
It's almost like hands-on advertising.
It really is. Yeah, that's a good way.
Instead of going on the radio or on TV or on the internet and making little videos, they can come and they can, that's why people love those things actually. They pay, they usually charge some kind of admission to those people.
Yeah.
And then they come and they can actually physically talk to people, the different type of, and there's all different types of those types of therapists at those things. You got card readers, you got the people that do massage therapy, you got people that do sound, everything's there.
And the man who's going to become your husband is going to share in this with you. All right. So I don't see him at this particular moment, but this is an ace of diamonds. That means unity, like marriage, commitment, and that sort of thing. Yeah, it would be like a real loving soulmate type of connection, and you deserve that. I've always seen blessings in your cards. So you are a pleasure to read your cards. Some people have so many roller coasters and stuff. Oh, you read cards too.
Yes, I do.
Remember, she has one of our cards.
Yeah.
And she has her. She also had the Mary Magdalen cards that we.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we do need to get you on the show. I just hate to make you do work at this time of night for you, because it's late.
I'm always up watching your show.
Oh,
that is a true statement. She is
true.
Here. She is here.
Well, and we have ways that we can have you be seen, so you can talk through. It's kind of convoluted, but we can. Remember, we had Lauren or others that came through here.
Just take it and flip it around.
Flip it to the camera.
It's not a high-tech thing. She just flips it to the camera.
All right. So I see you working in conjunction with two other women coming up for you. And they really are going to enjoy having you because you are a forward thinker. You look toward the future. And you're always like manifesting new things from the future, where these two seem kind of caught up in the past. They're looking back. They need you. And in the Army, we called it out on point, where you were the, you know, first man out there going into a combat zone. And you would be out on point for them and leading them. So I think that's cool. These could be women that work under you in terms of your stuff. Do you work with a lot of healing, like lotions or oils, things like that?
The things that I use, I mean, my crystals.
Crystals. In your future, I would say down the road towards the 10-year mark, I think you're going to, from what I see, you are going to go into business, marketing. Okay, now this might seem really off the wall, but like I said earlier, I always go with crazy because that's the stuff that comes through.
Crazy.
It's through crystals, but you would use them as a vessel. The crystal would be a vessel, and in there you would have healing oil that accompanies that particular crystal.
Okay.
How the hell do you do that?
Well, that's something she'll have to figure out.
Okay, all right. I thought maybe you knew. I was like,
well, it
how
could
the hell
be,
do you put oil inside of a damn crystal?
Well, you could use like a candle, you know, a glass candle thing with crystals on the outside. You might meet up with somebody that can embed them into.
Yeah.
It's already giving me an idea. Thank you.
All right. That's good. And I think you're going to get into the candle making business down the road. Just let these things be out there marinating, you know.
Yeah, maybe because that was a big business that it died. Maybe it'll come back a lot. You know, everything goes through waves.
They
do. Businesses. It's a matter of hitting it at the right time.
I can show you my setup maybe. Right
oh, I'd
now.
Love to.
For a point there. Before, and then they started dying.
That's beautiful.
I have my crystals, and these are the crystals from Bosnia.
Where do our crystals go that we used to have?
I got them. They're out in the hallway. Wow. And back there, that looks like a beautiful, what do they call them, mandala? What's the word? She appeared on me.
Might be trying to do something. That's
yeah, but you, yeah, it's those big.
Oh, we got Wi-Fi disconnected.
Lovely.
Well, that's the portal. It's not us.
Sorry, Sophia.
Well, we could talk to her on here.
Yeah, we could because it looks like we went down.
No, we did go down.
This thing went down.
Yeah, no, that's.
You gotta remember
the
too.
The portal is a fussy little SOB.
Now, anybody out there that's new to this, they're gonna be like, "Oh my God, she's really flapping in the breeze."
Okay.
Dark forces do not want people who are like healers and seers and that to be shedding light toward others. And when I first really got out on the internet, I saw giant cockroaches on my desk. And there was a man all in black off to the side with a big brimmed hat, and he was in a cape. And he was snickering into his hand.
That picked up the internet. Sophia, we'll finish you off on here. It was the portal. The portal is...
So remember, when we're working
fussy,
workers, we may run into things like the energy goes down on the internet.
You can't predict anything when it comes... Well, you know, everything is so electronic.
Yeah.
You know, in the old days, it sucked. The old days... You know what? Everything was hardwired, and nothing that's getting up too many negatives. Hardwired, it was old school, but it rarely failed unless for the catastrophic event.
Also for you,
wires
Sophia,
had to be broken.
Under sure to see now, this lady, we got to do something. Now she's having a group call me. They're trying to save
when
me.
Your computer goes up, you should have more options.
Yeah.
When you get your actual computer up, you should be able to put that down.
Sophia, sure to come true. And everybody is learning that I love this last designation in a reading. All the positive things.
How could you not?
I know, it's cool.
Even if it's bad, you still have to love that you know it's for sure and you can plan for it.
And you can sidestep it.
You can, like, do. I got contingencies for that crap. Yep.
This for you. This is a very important contract coming to you that you will be agreeing to and signing. And it's going to really...
Business?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's big expansion. Now, you might be wondering, what happened to love? Well, I'm picking up that you do have a love interest There's a lot of good feeling around.
Mentioned that,
yeah. But it seems to be kind of moving in the direction of a really good, solid, platonic type of love, friendship. And people often dismiss that. Oh, friendship? I want, you know, romance. And
things evolve in different directions, right?
And friendship is the very best foundation there is for something like marriage. You know, where you're actually compatible. You are like soulmates for each other in the sense of you're inspiring him and he is doing the same back to you, maybe challenging you to do even better. So I feel that your work, well, for one thing, you've got to come back strong now because of having been away from it for a while, and you will make a big comeback here. But it's like for a little bit, love's going to be on the back burner.
I remember the old gunfight at OK Corral thing?
Yeah.
Remember there was a Doc Holliday and a Wyatt Earp? You know, they knew each other. At one time, there was some stuff about to go down, and Doc Holliday showed up, and like, Wyatt's like, you don't have to get involved in this. And he goes, well, you're my friend. Wyatt's like, well, hell, I got lots of friends. And Doc says, oh yeah, it was kind of cool.
Yeah, isn't that?
Yeah, he goes, I don't. And Wyatt's like, okay. He didn't know what to say. He's like, wow, okay, I guess that's why he's here. He thinks he values friendship because he doesn't have a lot of them.
Okay, so I think for a birthday reading, there's nothing tragic here. Nothing as a, you know, a big step back. It isn't always a thing. Sometimes it can be preparing you for.
Come on. Yeah. Everybody knows, unless you're like 5 or 6, that life is not unicorns, rainbows, sunshine. It's going to be speed bumps and hurdles and stuff, and you're going to be pissed.
Yeah.
It's part of the journey.
Well, it is, when you think about it, not an amusement park where we're at.
No.
It's a laboratory where we're conducting experiments.
It's almost like you're going through training to get you ready for bigger things. Well, you know what? You got to run up the hill with all this weight on. You got to crawl through this crappy, shitty mud. And you don't even know why, but you got to do it because it's going to prepare you down the road, make you stronger.
Right.
Yeah! This is for Sophia.
Yes, Sophia, our birthday girl.
It says you are loved.
Aw.
You're here for a reason. Don't mess up. These are rebel cards. And I don't sound like talking to her. She has any intention of effing anything up. She's positive. Even when things aren't 100% her way, she sees the glass as very half full. Not just half full, very
right.
half full.
And do remember to make sure that who you pick, excuse me, to be your partner supports what you do. Because it can make life very difficult when they, you know, to have no respect or what?
No, yeah. No, she's right. I didn't mean to stop you. I mean, I had something to say as soon as you finished. Bottom line is, and well, make sure you take your time because the guy will support everything you do automatically up front just to be, I love that shit you do. And then later on, you might be like, stop that crap.
Well, everybody's on best behavior.
Right. Oh, that's really interesting what you do. Make sure that's not a snow job.
And it's kind of a crapshoot in
a way. Don't know. The only way you know is to go slow. I mean, some people don't want to do that.
No, when it's real, you know it.
And she said he's a friend for sure.
Well, that's good. Then he's the one I was seeing. And that friendship is very, very strong. So.
Yeah, well, she said for sure.
So anyway, I really enjoyed that. And I'm wishing you many happy returns.
Absolutely.
What are returns?
I know. We never actually, I guess we figure, because that phrase came from so long ago, returns must be just like you're doing good things, you get returns, you get good benefits back, I'm guessing.
Like returns of the day?
Returns of your good deeds bring good deeds back upon you, maybe. Many happy returns. Yeah, you're right. That is kind of funny. All right, Laura she gave us a question. I don't know if she's here, but she did give us a question.
You hear
Laura?
Laura
from London.
London Laura.
London Laura. There it is. She goes, Laura says, and if she's not here, there's a lot of people still here not speaking much, except Sophia is, and I think Rosemary is kind of watching. And we have no callers, so we're not screwing anybody.
Yeah, it's true.
We had somebody dropped, and maybe they had to go.
And I saved this stuff that I have. We could wait till tomorrow.
It's up to you. You might want to wait till tomorrow because maybe a lot of our London folks aren't here. So we should do Laura. Let's do Laura.
All right, Laura, you're on deck.
And then we post these shows so she can watch it later. If she goes, there is a guy I like.
This is
Laura in London now.
Okay.
I had been in contact with him off and on last year. I told him I liked him, but he was in a relationship, so I wouldn't pursue it. That is not right.
Good.
This was like last year. Now, let's go back a little bit closer. I was in contact with him at Christmas, which is just a few months ago. But he has gone quiet again. Does this guy have feelings for me? Does he have any intention of making a move towards something meaningful?
This is a great question.
It is a good question because he's putting off like 13, 14 different little signals there.
And you know, these cards are really good when it comes to matters of the heart.
That
is a good song.
Yeah, a little rock set. That was a cool, it was an 80s, big flash. In
80s had the greatest movies, I think.
Well, yeah, what do you mean?
Okay, I got to concentrate.
Yeah, and they were cool because there was like, it was a band of guys and chicks. So sometimes it would be just her, sometimes it would be just the guys. Sometimes they would sing together. It was a pretty cool band. But it was a flash. It was a shooting star. It didn't last long. It wasn't like Rolling Stones or anything like that.
The clothes back there was, I loved 80s clothes with the
shoulder pads and the big boof hairdos.
And wearing tight leggings with high heels.
The shoulder pads and the frizzy hairdos for the thumb of it. Some chicks like the frizzy hairdos.
It was like bedhead.
And there was a transition from the 70s. There was a lot of the chicks had the bigger hair, like that feathered Farrah Fawcett feather thing, and it was transitioning away from that.
And men were wearing like, I don't know, they were like nice t-shirts with a suit jacket. Sport coat
Men's fashions were just way all over the place. I don't think you could nail it down what they were
wearing.
The
worst thing ever was
a lot of them
the
were
leisure
Don,
suit.
They were wearing the Don Johnson
loved it.
Sport jacket.
Yeah, with the sleeves rolled up.
Yeah,
loved
just throw a jacket on, and you could wear like I hate Earth t-shirt, but they throw like a like a sports jacket on, and that was it. We're going out.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I wonder if she knows if he's still in a relationship or did she tell him?
She didn't, and I mean, there's still a bunch of people here, and I was hoping she was still here. But you know what? We will tell her if she shows up for our show tomorrow to go back, if she doesn't already know that, to go back and she can get her reading.
This girl has opportunities. I'm going to tell you what. Oh my God, look at this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There are 6 men here. She's got them stacked like they're planes over.
Look at you knowing your geography and airports. I like it.
It's just a couple.
That's a big airport.
You've been there?
No.
Oh.
Well, actually, I don't know. No, well, that airport, but I know it's a big one because, well, you don't want to know why. I watch a lot of these awesome show on the Smithsonian show about air disasters and a lot of them go through there. Not that they're involved in it, but they're a big hub point, international hub point.
He really does like her. He really does. But I don't think that he's firmly, I don't think that he's firmly set on her. He seems to be kind of a hesitant, insecure kind of guy. And realistically, what I'm hearing is he doesn't want to jerk her around and hurt her. So that kind of shows me he's got some integrity.
I know what you're saying. Even if
he's not ready to settle down with anyone.
He's like, I'm doing all this stuff, but I don't want to, you know, at least you can say there's part of him is got integrity. There is obviously, there's something there that is positive, right?
I think it can grow. I feel potential here with him, but she's got a lot. I mean, this girl could be out to dinner every night and never have to buy any food. That's how many are here. Love it. Love it, love it. That's a surprise to me. She has one here. One appears from her past. And if she were with us, I would tell her, he's never going to change. Don't believe anything he says. This guy has a narcissistic, abusive nature.
That's not
very good. Possessive.
Nope.
And see, these are things that Lisa's guy never show up as. He's different.
He's got other issues,
yeah.
But they're not that scary.
No, I think he just needs a little help upstairs, if you know what I mean.
We all think that
yeah.
he needs therapy. We just don't know
yeah.
how. And even a therapist wouldn't even know until they talk to him, you know?
So anyway, this is somebody from the past. Avoid, avoid. Not for you. He's never going to change.
Don't do it.
No. And a lot of times men will change. Or women. Women, do we change?
Everybody can change if they want to or if they don't even want to. Sometimes they just do. They evolve in their
life.
And
you mature.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Or something, a couple of traumatic things have happened and you got like the life slap in the face. Hey, get off that stupid bull crap you're doing. Life is running out on you.
She's got another one here. I'm just going to say them all out. She's got another one here who is a, what should we call him? A very good relationship cat burglar. He creeps around, you know what I mean? And I would say he's married from what I see. He would be one to definitely avoid also. Then you've got these characters. These are like social contacts for her.
Yeah, well, when we played the Raining Men song, we weren't bullshitting, were we?
No, we were not.
Good God, it's like it's never ending. It's like a monsoon season in like those countries where it just went for 6 months of rain straight.
But I'm going to bet you when we hear from her, like tomorrow, she's going to say, I'm not aware of all of that. Because a lot of times women simply don't, or men, you know, I don't know. Men look at women more than maybe we do it. I don't know. Can't answer that.
You know, each one of us don't know what the other one does so much.
Yeah, we don't.
There's probably actually researchers that do, but they're not telling us because they talk to them and do research.
Well, you guys are really sly, too. You don't just whip your head around if a pretty girl walks by.
Well, women aren't sly at all or slick or do anything.
We just stare at you?
No, I'm just saying.
Oh.
All the clothes you wear, really? And then they go, oh, why are you staring at my ass and my boobs? Really? You wore clothes that accentuate that, and then when a guy talks to you, you don't want him to do that. Right?
I guess, but remember, we dress for other women. We undress for men. All right, so, I don't know if we covered him. This guy here is sure to come through. Hasn't met him yet. And this one, he's right here. Like a Leo of the Zodiac. And this is him making contact with her, like on the internet, over the telephone, in email, something like that. It's contact. And this is the highest love card in the whole deck. That's her future me. Laura, where are you? I'm going to go through the chat log, and I'll be able to message her directly.
She'll be here tomorrow or whatever, and then she can go back and watch the entire show.
Yeah.
We post these shows. That's why.
That's what I was going to tell her, to go watch it. But, yes, that's what her cards, what's her rebel card?
Yeah!
That's a good card.
Well, this says, they broke your heart, fuck them.
You got to love that.
You do, and you know what, I do want to F. You know, it's like sometimes if somebody did you wrong, you don't always have to be nice about it. You can say, you know what, screw you. You know, and if they try to come back, say, oh, no.
That's what she needs.
Negative ghostwriter.
To that narcissist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that might be what that is right there, I guess.
I really think he tried to make her feel like she was responsible for everything that went wrong. When it was all your fault.
Shocking.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, no, all you do is belittle me, you know, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, that's the crap. All right, well, thank you so much. We have Anne from Glasgow. Who is
all right.
Yeah, Scotland.
Well, how do you really say that, Glasgow or Glasgow?
No, it is. I think Glasgow. All right, and she said she kind of just wanted anything general, but I'm trying to pump her for more info.
Pump her, baby.
Push it real good.
That was quite a song, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. Especially,
ooh, baby, baby.
You go to the dance clubs, and the songs are at 5 billion decibels. So it's like, oh, that's a nice chick. I'll go out there and dance and talk to her. You can't hear each other. You unless you can read lips, you're doing no communicating. Unless you do this. Remember when you're out there and, and you're actually yelling that far from their freaking ear.
I'm sure they all remember.
Well, and, you know, they're still out there. You know, we don't have any. You know, we have, like, only ones we have are a couple in Virginia Beach. And places like that where they still do that shit.
Well, when they took the smoking away, people, they stayed home with their computers.
Well, that and the internet came along and people were like, you know, here we go. Totally different subject. She has lost so many family members. Are they all together? So this is about that.
Sorry to hear that.
We are, and I, without cards, would say, hell yeah, but that will give you more information on that, indeed. My heart goes out to you, Anne. And we'd love that you're here all the time. She is here all the time.
Yes, it's so nice that you join us.
Yeah, we do. We appreciate it. And we haven't had our Irish folks around too much lately, but little representations of England and Ireland and Scotland. And
I'm fascinated with your part of the world. Totally fascinated.
And when every time someone's there in Scotland, I just think of my bottles of single malt scotch I have over there. Love that.
Is that where the guys wear the kilt?
The kilts.
Ceremonially.
Oh.
We have a restaurant here. What's it called? A place where they're wearing the kilts.
It is. It was called something different. It's Park Lane Tavern, a little chain outfit here in Virginia. It was called something else, and then somebody went after him legally because they were using a name that somebody must already have. It was called the Pub originally, or it was called the English Pub. Or it was pure England. And then they got a little bit of trouble, so they expanded it to a little bit other Europe stuff, too. They're still mainly got a European theme, not just English. Everybody wore kilts.
Yeah, don't they just do it ceremonially now? Like for a parade or, I don't know, maybe she'll tell us.
Well, of course they do.
Maybe she'll. Well, yeah, but I'm saying.
Yeah, I don't think that if you go into Scotland and you walk into 7-Eleven or their equivalent of the community store, everybody's walking around in kilts, you know. But you know what? That was a thing. And you know what? You know why they did it? Damn, I bet that was nice.
Why?
Because everything's running free. You're not wearing pants. And it's probably comfortable as shit. I bet it is. All right, back to the reading. Sorry, Anne.
Yes. And yes, and you know what? They're all like, I see it. I'm envisioning it as a cute little country cottage. I don't even know if they have those there, but that's what I'm seeing. And they're all in there, like nurturing each other spiritually on that level.
Well, they're family members, right? So.
And none of them wanted to go. They really wanted to stay in life. Is what I'm seeing. But not where they're in like sheer agony. It's more like, I regret that we had to leave.
Right. I got you. Say that's the way it's supposed to be. But the funniest thing I saw is there is this show called Ridiculousness where they show these videos, home videos. And they had this grandma. She's really old. They'd happy birthday, blah, 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 blah. Happier than she gets blow out the candle. She goes, hopefully this will be my last one. And everybody's like, that's a weird thing to hear, Grandma. Say that she, apparently, some older people don't like parties, so I think that probably pissed her off, maybe. She goes, but hopefully this will be my last one. I'm like, whoa!
That is kind
Which reminded me when
creepy.
You said they didn't, but like, it was weird because like, she was implying that she wanted to go, but like you said, these people did not. And, you know, maybe she didn't mean that chick on the video. So these family members didn't want to go, but they like where they are.
I follow a hospice nurse on TikTok, and she talks about everything from watching the spirit leave the body to old people when they enter hospice. They get tired when they're older and they don't have much mobility, you know. And maybe that's what happens. You just want to go to sleep.
And if you got faith in something after it, it'll be Christian, but if you got faith in something after, you might be like, you know what? I think it's time. Because you know what? You aren't going to live forever. I don't care how healthy and robust and how hard you want to fight. Nobody lives forever. Well, nobody.
They did show a guy. I think he's dead now. But I saw in something I was reading today,
mm-hmm.
a guy lived to be 137 years old. And he looked like all wrinkled up. And
well, at that age, you got to be like hanging. You got to be clinging.
You buried everybody. Do you want to be here by yourself? You know?
Yeah, I mean, unless you really got this thing going, I really don't want to go. I'm hanging on.
I was reading also about green. They're getting into green burials. Do you remember I told you that? They put you in some kind of like green as in organic, a pod. And
That's starting to be a new trend. And some people even with the ashes thing, they put my ashes like in dirt with a new tree. Some people just even want to do that, not the total that
that's kind of neat, isn't it?
Yeah, and it's not as weird, too, either, mm-hmm. what you're talking about.
Do you have a card for her?
I do.
Yeah!
And from Scotland, you are the best thing to ever happen to you. Go easy on your own ass, buy your own damn drink.
That is good. I like that.
Yeah, so it's like, you're the best thing, so, you know. If
you don't have to be beholden to anybody.
Nope. 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 It's like, oh, geez, I'm here at this. All I got is this jackwad or this jackwad. You don't have to pick one of them. Screw them both. Right. Buy your own damn drink. Wait for what you deserve. And some people don't do that. And she said 1 minute ago to something you were talking about, some of them were so young, maybe the relatives that passed.
Yes, that's what it was.
Oh, okay.
But they are all together, and it's a little family.
Mm.
And someday, way, way, way in the future, Anne, you'll be joining them at that cute little cottage. It looked very cute to me in my intuition. Well, I guess we're done.
Yes. Yes, folks, we thank you. I'm glad the international folks saved the day. Luna stopped in to say hi and bye early. I think we didn't really get a chance. It was right at the start when we were doing our spiel.
Well, we're going to get Sophia on. We'll talk to her over the weekend. I think it'll be fascinating. And if she wants, we can do it together. She can, however she wants to do it.
We'll figure it out.
The class, I was going to set it up for next weekend, but we got big stuff.
I explained.
Oh.
Laura asked about it. And it's okay to mention it because some of these people have not been there. Laura asked about it last night, and I was like, hey, with all the stuff going on with the dentist and stuff like that, it had to get kicked. We had to kick it down the road. She goes, she understood.
Well, good. Thank you. And remember, everything happens in its own best time.
It's not happening ever. We just said we had to kick it down the road a little bit.
And I always feel that, too. I get this urge that if the urge is saying, it's time, let's do it.
Right. And she didn't say, I'm never doing this ever again. It's like the teeth are screwed up. She can't think. We don't know if she can. Sometimes we've had to end earlier. It all depends. You know?
Oh, and last night, remember I said we had a family emergency?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
What happened is I was looking at the portal, and I see a message come through from one of my sons who's he's in the Army at Fort.
Okay. He's in Texas. It's a great state of Texas. You remember, most of these are international folks.
The name just escaped.
Fort Hood.
And he had put in the text saying, oh, my God, wind is so high.
I thought it was a Facebook post on his page.
Well, that's what I didn't go in.
Oh, I don't know.
I just said there was a message that they were having a tornado.
Roger that.
And I thought, oh, my God, we got to get off the phone and go off the show and see. He said the wind was wicked, 80-some miles an hour where they were. Rain, he said, was really cold. You know, Texas is kind of like a desert.
Wait, and
those
tornadoes are like drastic temperature changes.
Yeah, they really are.
They're shocking. Ba-boom.
They come at the back of the storm. I remember years ago studying many years ago about weather. Your tornadoes are going to be at the back, and it has a lot to do with the shifting in temperature.
It's all temperature. And it's a lot of it is the layers, and all of a sudden they start doing crazy stuff, and then you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry. I was just being a mom. Tom.
And we had done over an hour when this happened. So it wasn't like we did it after 10 minutes of the show. So, and Pat was first. She was the one that had like disconnected and was trying to get in at the end of the show. But she was first, so we got her nailed.
Got her nailed.
And she's going to stick around until Sunday to be safe, and that is wise.
Yeah, it's good to consult the cards for, you know, these types of things.
Sure, and that's cute. And there's nothing wrong.
Yeah, isn't it?
There's no reason, unless it's like you got a granddaughter's having a baby, then you might want to think about chanting it in the storm. But if you're just going up to visit somebody, wait a day. Just wait a day.
Yeah.
5 to 8 inches. And, you know, that's their estimate. Sometimes they suck, and it's not even 5. And sometimes, like, oh, it ended up being 2 feet. My bad.
Unless she drives a super old car, it's like you're at antique status. And imagine if she was driving through, say, a blizzard, and she breaks down on the side of the road. You know, a woman that's not 20.
She takes her baby with her.
Her
dog.
Chance.
That's a whole different ball game when it comes to deep snow. Yeah.
So better not to chance it.
It is better safe than sorry. Chance it.
All right, everybody. All right, we've got to hit the door.
When you got to go, you got to go, right?
See you tomorrow, everybody. Hey, it's Blog Talkers. We are on our way out. They're going to turn the lights out on us, so we must leave you now. And this is for Blog Talk. Tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific. I always kind of like I'm pointing toward the west. To the west.
That is the west.
Yes, it is.
That's cool. I always get mixed up. I was amazing. She nailed it.
We shall return.
What are you, a compass? A human compass or something? I have for 5 seconds. You went west. I was like,
that is
she
west.
Yeah, she nailed it. This show is over. Say goodbye.
All right, everybody. Saturday, have a wonderful day.
Seems like everybody we're talking to.
Yeah. We love you all so very much. Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry about that. We're long before that.
Okay. Off we go.